This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, the 30th of June. So it's the final day of the month. And then tomorrow we do the pinch and a punch and we do all the other usual little bits and pieces. So where do we begin? We begin with Go George. Go George. This is the little prince. This is his father's mini-me. They went to the first England game, as Prince William points out the action on the pitch. He looks bored out of his mind. And also the wife does as well. I mean, she looks really bored. But of course, William likes that. What have he paid for his seats and how much did he pay for them? That's what I want to know. But dressing a little boy up in a tie, I mean, can't he? He's only seven. Can't he just go cash? But so he went to Wembley and fans took to Twitter to note how the seven-year-old seemed a bit unsure about singing God Save the Queen. He's seven! What do you mean a bit unsure? Who are these stupid people? It's like somebody wrote, I mentioned it on the programme, somebody wrote to me and said, people who remove their mask for eating are disgusting. And I thought, you've obviously never been to a restaurant. You're obviously some sort of peasant or something. I don't know how you expect to manage that one. You should go to restaurants and pubs and watch people eating and drinking without their mask on. It's amazing. Hilary Duff. I don't know who she is, actually. She's obviously an actress, isn't she? Actress, singer, something like that. And she went out with her children. Three of them. Luca is nine. They're very, very pretty. I love it when sort of kids go out and they dress up as fairies and princesses and stuff like that. I think that's really quite cute, actually. Never happened in our family. Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, Camilla Morrone, cutting a chic figure, grabbing a coffee in West Hollywood. No mask. Because you don't need, if you're outside, you don't need to wear a mask. And come, you know, 19th of this month, nobody'd be wearing the blooming things except me. I'll be the only one wearing a mask, I think. But I love the idea that somebody is so stupid. They say people who don't, who sort of take their mask off for eating are disgusting. You can imagine, can't you? They really are people with a serious mind problem. Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lynn. We mentioned this before, actually. She fought back tears. And she says, I've only ever loved, adored and supported her. She looks a bit gormless, I have to say. I've seen pictures of her. I don't even know who she is, actually. So she's Britney Spears, but her sister is Jamie Lynn. So I don't know. But she did say she's not relying on the pop star to pay her bills. Some fans had accused Jamie of profiteering off her sister's £60 million fortune. And Jamie appeared to lash out saying, I paid my freaking bills since I was 10 years old. All right, dear, calm down. Don't need to use foul language like that. But you look a bit as if you would use foul language. Oh, I tell you what I saw on the television the other day. There was a programme, it might have been about football. I remember nodding off. And I woke up and there was Jimmy Carr, after his cosmetic surgery and his hair transplant, he looked like Martin Freeman. In fact, at some point, he looked exactly like Martin Freeman. It wasn't Martin Freeman, it was Jimmy Carr, but he's had this surgery. He looks really peculiar. I don't know why he's had it done. Really very odd. Football legend John Terry. This is the wife. We call her the doormat. You know what I'm saying? What a family they are, the Terrys. Oh, my godfathers. But he's been on a boys' golfing trip to Loch Lomond. It's not really for you, love, is it? Bit out your depth there. But he then tucked in to a Big Mac, a cheeseburger and a glass of red wine on Instagram. That's what you call chav. Big Mac, cheeseburger, glass of red wine. You know, it goes down so well, doesn't it? Poor old John Terry. Where is the wife, love? You never can tell, can you? Jake Cornish, Love Island star. No idea. I'm ever so sorry. I do know that most of the people on there are total drips. The girls don't know where they're going to. They don't know what's happening. Because you know what they've suddenly realised? They've gone on there and all they see is pound signs. They think that they're going to come out of there and make millions and they're going to be living in a mansion and all this kind of thing. And of course, it ain't going to happen. The reason is because, you know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. We still don't have all the businesses back to usual. The nightclubs are not open. And also, these people get caught out. Because once they've done the usual thing of, hi, oh, look at me, I'm a fun, they're not like that at all. And then the camera catches them, they're worse, the dreary side of them. Really, really boring. You know, even the little waitress from Nando's, one with a voice like that, you don't talk about. They're all a bit like that. It's a bit embarrassing, really. And obviously, I want to ask the producer, have you had sex in the kitchen recently? Because you're very keen on asking other people about things. I just wonder, really, what your history is. We must find out. There must be some way of finding out the sort of people who work on that Love Island programme. Are they some sort of pervy people? We had the kissing of the feet the other day, and yet Jake Cornish, apparently he's not a star, he's just another very peculiar bloke with tattoos all the way up his arms. He's been pictured sucking his ex-girlfriend's toes because he has a massive foot fetish. Lovely, isn't it? Just the sort of class you need on Love Island, because it really is. We've scraped the U-bend. Pete McGarry, the Gogglebox star who died the other day, he had bowel cancer. Days after being told he had 6 months to live, he was carrying a lot of weight. And so I think they were back in 2013. The family left the show when George entered the Celebrity Big Brother house. This is one of their children. Then they rejoined without George. And they say that the death wasn't related to COVID-19. So it was bowel cancer. He'd been told he had 6 months to live. But his wife said, "I was lucky to have him for 25 years. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it was bowel cancer, just in case you were wondering about these sort of thing. Oh, look, Rita Ora. She's luckily almost disappeared from our lives, thank God. She's got another single out. Not that you can name any of the ones she had before, I'm afraid. Keeping up with her fitness regime and her photographer. OK, just hold it there, Rita. Let me get a picture of you, love. Lady Gaga takes a selfie on a private jet. They're very pokey, these private jets. Set to perform with Tony Bennett months after his Alzheimer's reveal. And do you know what her Lady Gaga's real name is? Stephanie Joanne Angeline Germanotta. Not surprised she bloody well changed it, I tell you. But she was doing a thing. I mean, full makeup on a private jet. And Diana's evil stepmother. This is Rain Spencer, known to everybody in the family as Acid Rain. Did you? Oh, she was horrible. Everybody hated her. She had all this old-fashioned hair, which was all bouffant. She's Barbara Cartland's daughter. That's what she was, yeah. And they finally got an inscription on her headstone. Because, in fact, Diana's larger-than-life stepmother, Rain Spencer, is buried 7 miles away from the statue of their mother at Kensington Palace. Further away, the better, I think, as far as I was concerned. But her daughter, Charlotte Di Carecci, because in the end, Rain Spencer went to work at Harrods. She was a shop girl in Harrods, poor soul, honestly. But it just says Countess Rain Spencer, just been placed in North Sheen Cemetery, so down the road from us. But she had this hilarious hair. It was obviously one little strand teased into something. It was a hilarious woman, but she was known as Acid Rain. Lisa Wilkinson. I don't know who she is, actually. I don't know who she is. But she's shut down a Twitter troll for suggesting her husband, Peter Fitzsimmons, was secretly drinking despite claiming to be sober for 7 years. He's a journalist, and she, I don't know who she is. She's 61. She's a good-looking 61, actually. Very good-looking 61, you know. But TV presenter, apparently, and that's about as far as we get, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Love Island's Faye looks almost unrecognisable. This is somebody called Faye Winter. She's joking about her cosmetically enhanced features. Isn't it tragic? You poor old soul, dear. 26 years old and already you're so dissatisfied you've had, you know, a cosmetically enhanced face. That really is about the most tragic thing I've ever read, actually. And she joked about it. My God, dear, it doesn't get better. Look at poor Jordan. I keep telling you, look at Jordan if you really want to realise just how bad you can look. You know, so she has to keep troweling the makeup on. Hilarious, isn't it? And we're still waiting for the date of the wedding. I thought they were rushing it through because her mother was terminal and they wanted it to go through quickly. And so far it's all gone zoom, very quiet. Denise Welsh explodes at Kay Adams. Denise Welsh needs to watch her mouth. It's going to get her into a lot of trouble. They had a discussion over lockdown restrictions and she says, "I'm sick of being careful about what I say." You really are quite nasty at times, aren't you? Which is a shame because I'm really a huge fan. But when I watch you exploding on television, I secretly think to myself, are you all right? You know, have you got anger management issues? It's a state of being overwhelmed. Olivia Attwood, and she's lived with ADHD. And they say she's shot to fame on Love Island. I had no idea who she was. Seriously, even when you look at a picture of her, just looks like everybody else. And she's appeared on the show to discuss Love Island's launch. I don't know why. These people aren't... They're not even talking heads. They don't know diddly squat about it. Ed Sheeran, meanwhile, has had his eyes sorted out so he doesn't have to wear glasses. But they've... Yeah, he's been lasered, I think. But they've said he's got really bad vision. See, I think glasses make him. I think glasses are sexy. Very sexy. Coronation Street's Sherry Lee Houston will film from her own home with her partner, Toby, as she returns. She's Sherry Lee, Cherylee. Where do these names come from? I mean, seriously. Is it a chav book which has got all the names in it? I don't know why. It just makes me laugh. Newly single Liam Payne, same with X. First time in 3 years he's been with Cheryl. And they went to a birthday party for Liam's niece in Wolverhampton. It's lovely, isn't it, really? Mind you, he's looking fat and bloated at the moment and the hair colour doesn't suit him. So, obviously, time away, not so good. Mind you, she can't afford to be fussy. She hasn't got a career at the moment. Holly Willoughby swoons over Brad McClelland, but admits she can't understand his Geordie accent. I can't understand any of them, seriously. I mean, I just find them, especially the one who worked in Nando's. I mean, she really has got a voice of a... She could literally be... You could maroon her in the middle of the English Channel and she could be a very good boy for sort of... Ooh, you know, whenever it gets a bit foggy. Dua Lipa reveals she thinks it's sweet. Boyfriend Anwar Hadid wants to pose ugly pictures of her on Instagram. She scintillates on the cover of Vanity Fair. It's just modelling, dear. There'd be an army of makeup artists and all the rest of it.
Booking a hotel can be a bit of a hassle. The fake reviews, the endless options, not to mention the fear of getting a bad deal. But with Premier Inn, you can cast all those worries aside because with us, you know exactly what you're getting. Like great value family rooms at over 800 locations, plenty of parking and delicious food to please everyone, even the fussy ones. So you can family trip without any of the faff. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Only available to book at premierinn.com.
Molly May, What's Her Face, and Tommy Fury leave lunch at the Ivy. They'll obviously let anybody in the Ivy nowadays. Used to be so selective. And they left the Ivy bar and restaurant. Which one did they go to? This one could be Covent Garden. I don't know. They're all over there. It just says, you know, because that... Where the Ivy is certainly not here. So, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, he just looks more chav, chav, chav. And she just looks like naff, naff, naff. I told you. What did I tell you? I told you she's a compulsive liar. Kerry Katona, do you remember the other day? Oh, it's lovely, showing you around my £2 million Cheshire home. She doesn't own it, of course. She hasn't got any money. And she broke down in tears when she got the keys. She told fans property was a new chapter in her life. Doesn't own it. She's renting. She's renting for 6 months while she's looking for a new home. You see, she informed fans in May she bought a property, but the sale was still being finalised. And now the mansion she's renting has got 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms and a home cinema. It's only 10 grand a month. To be honest with you, I mean, cheapo, cheapo. Because in London, I mean, 10 grand a week... For places like this. They call them mansions. They're not mansions. But unfortunately, they say the house that she bought has fallen through. So she obviously didn't buy it. It's fallen through due to issues with the chain. So she's renting this one for 6 months. They've obviously done a deal saying, listen, at least it'll put it to the forefront. If she, mind you, would you want to buy a house that Kerry Coke had lived in? No, thank you very much indeed. Cheerleader Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, showing her support in the colours of the England strip, donning a 60 quid Zara blazer and white top for the clash against Germany at Wembley, which we won, I believe, 2-0. I wonder why there were loads of people on the streets of Twickenham. You can always tell when there's been a football match. Out come the drunks. England! Also, Love Island, still again, I'm afraid. Fans demand justice for Hugo. Is that the little shy boy? The PE teacher. Chloe mocks the idea of sharing a bed with him and calls him Diego in a name mix-up. You're a bit thick, aren't you, love? They call her a bombshell. Stupid. She couldn't even get his name right. I mean, how dumb are you, love? Ellie Goulding attending the clash with her husband, Casper Jopling. I mean, who's called Casper Jopling? Ellie Goulding. She's very well known, isn't she? No, unfortunately, not Casper, but he will be after this because we've made him famous, which is lovely. Also, Love Island fans, poor old Love Island fans, we want the programme on the television. We love Love Island because all these are the sort of people who go out shopping, wear all these outfits to see these girls wearing. But if you're fat with your gut hanging over your cheap little knickers, it's not going to work, is it? Are you effing kidding me? Because the show ended without revealing who Chloe Burrows coupled with. I don't know, dear. I think you need to get back behind your desk and start typing letters out. I must behave better in public. 26 going on about 5, I think. But she thought he was absolutely gorgeous, but who cares?
Booking a hotel is never easy. Am I getting the best price? Will it look anything like the pictures? Well, with Premier Inn, you don't have to worry about any of that. Because with us, you know exactly what you're getting. A great night's sleep, over 800 easy-to-find locations, a choice of great value, flexible rates, and as much brekkie as you can handle. So enjoy a weekend break without breaking the bank. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Only available to book at premierinn.com.
Danny Dyer and Will Mellor lead celebrations while Lizzie Cundy strips down to her football shirt. Lizzie Cundy. God, she's not still around, is she? God, blimey, I thought that finished ages ago. But they went to Wembley's Box Park. Lizzie is 73 now. She's stripped down to nothing but her England top. Ooh, I'm sick. What a horrible thought. Ed Sheeran mixing with Davey Boy Beckham, which is lovely. Davey Boy Beckham. They're all hanging around together, but nobody's got masks on, which is hilarious, isn't it? Gordon knows what these people have sort of got. Soon find out, I should imagine. But Dave was in the royal box. You know, just to take a picture of me because I'm Dave. What do you do, love? Oh, I tell you who else has split up. Sue Perkins from Anna Richardson. They split up. Everybody thought they were sort of... Anna hosts the Naked Attraction programme. And, yeah, that's her girlfriend is Sue Perkins. I like Sue Perkins better than the Mel Giedroyc character. I don't know why. Don't know why. Sue was always a bit sort of down to earth and very, very nice. But Anna, 7 years of dating. They met at a Halloween party. And following Anna split from her partner called Charles Martin. They're all doing it, aren't they? I discovered the other day that, of course, you know that Rylan and Dan have split. Well... apparently Rylan wanted children, so some of the stories go. But I mean, who gives a stuff? You know what people do. Anyway, they've actually split up, so thank God. Because H and his boyfriend at the time had a baby. Well, then they split up. I mean, really, you cannot do this to children. I don't care what anybody says. It's just unfair. And so Dan's got an ex who's a woman who gave birth to a son who's now 21. So it's all very good. I mean, apparently, Rylan said he was going to take a year off work so that he could look after the child. What happens after that, dear? Do you just sort of hand it back or something? It's like Bobby Cole Norris. He was going on in a few episodes of TOWIE, which became quite tedious. Gonna have a baby, and I thought I'd go and adopt or something. And I'm thinking, dear God in heaven, I hope not. I hope not. Kim Kardashian attending a meeting at Fendi headquarters after that Vatican. I mean, to be honest with you, her tits are hanging out all over the place in this picture. I mean, it really is quite awful. Look at that. I mean, you don't wear stuff like that at her age. Claudia Winkleman says she's come to terms with ageing. She says, I look like meatloaf naked and I'm all right with that. She's preparing to turn 50. I mean, if she was preparing to turn 80, I could understand it. But 50, dear? God in heaven, I'm older than you are and I look better because I wash my hair every day. Which is lovely. Listen, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. I hope that you're up for it. I think the weather's okay, actually, this week. We don't have any rain, do we? So I forgot to water the baskets yesterday. Overcast's okay. I'll get back and water the baskets today. Try and, you know, get as many things done as I can. Pay a few bills. Oh, they've given me a car. I took my car in yesterday. Nigel said, got your Jaguar. No, it's not a Jaguar. It's a Mercedes. I tell a lie, it's a Mercedes. But I thought it'd be a little Mercedes. It's not. It's quite a big beast. And it's diesel. I haven't had a diesel car for ages, but trying to get used to it is another matter. But what they do is they give you a courtesy car while your car is in there. And they are chock-a-block at the moment. I mean, I went into the workshops yesterday and they must have 40 cars in there. 40 Rolls-Royces and Bentleys and two Phantoms and everything else. And then there's my little piddly item, which actually looked quite good. So just got to sort out a couple of bits and pieces, a little, what they call it, service. Like you can have two services, either the mega, mega big one or a little service. And I thought we'd just have a little service because it's running really nicely at the moment. It's like my fridge. My fridge couldn't get any colder at home. Odd that, isn't it, really? Never mind, just thought I'd mention it to you. I mean, I don't really care whether you want to know about it. Yeah, that's the freezer as well. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, have a nice day. And remember, please, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.